हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा, यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट श्री कृष्ण मल्ला मंदिर इस्कॉन वृंदावन फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास. वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 3 एंटाइटल बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा. And the verse today is verse number 50 and 51. So Krishna has appeared in the prison house of Kansa in front of Vasudeva and Devaki in 400 form. And they were astonished to see, and they offered the prayers. And then on request of Mother Devaki, Krishna becomes Shishu, a small baby, Prakritik Shishu. And then Krishna ordered them, take me from here to Gokul and leave me there and bring the baby child from there back. And Vasudeva obliged that. And as soon as Vasudev took the baby Krishna on his lap, this is astonishing thing happened. Just in a moment, his shackles automatically fell apart. So Krishna Vahak Vasudev. Vahak means one who carry Krishna. Anybody who carry Krishna within his heart, all his bondage are completely, immediately vanished. And not only this much, automatically all the doors opened, which were chained, and the very, very strong doors, they opened. And how they opened? As the sun rises and darkness disappears, without any noise, they opened. And all the guards were asleep by the influence of Mahamaya. So Vasudev came out immediately, no problem. Without any hindrance, he came out of the prison. At that time, there was in the sky there were wonderful clouds, and there was showering rain for a while, little showers, to do the abhishek of Krishna. But soon Indra realized, he was not aware, Jiva Goswami writes, he was not aware that the guards are under the influence of Maya and sleeping. It was a time people may be sleeping outside, and Vasudeva may be detected by somebody that is carrying baby child out of the prison. So Indra, to save the Vasudeva from being detected when he is carrying the baby Krishna, he started showering the rain so profusely that nobody can see 2 feet in front of him. So Vasudeva was taking Krishna and nobody can see Vasudeva. It was so heavy rain, and everybody who was outside the home, they just went inside. So this was the Indra's service to Krishna. And when such heavy rain started, this is the verse 50. So what will be the effect of this rain? The one effect is the baby Krishna, the so heavy rain, so behind the Vasudev, Anant Shesh came, was acting as an umbrella. So just to protect Krishna, but this is the service of Dauji, Balram. But all this water, where it goes? It goes into Yamuna. The heavy rains water is going Yamuna, and Yamuna is very ferocious, and with a very big sound, rushing as a whirlpool, and Vasudev saw that. But Vasudev was not afraid of that. Anybody who is a Krishna, how can he be afraid? Narayan Prayan Kutasya Vibhati. How can he be afraid? And then what happened? Then the Yamuna gave the path to Vasudev to cross. So this is the verse number 50 we read, and then 51 we will together read. So now Vasudev is out of the prison house. And what is the scene outside? Maghoni varshati asatakrta yamanuja gambhirato yogajau javorami phenila bhayanaka vartah shatakula nadi Margam dado sindhu eva shri hapate. So Maghoni is the name of Indra. He's in charge of the clouds. So Maghoni means Indra. Srila Prabhupada is Maghoni Varshati. Because of Lord Indra's showering rain. So Maghoni is the name of Indra. And Varsha means rain. So Indra sent the clouds of the rain. And then Askrita. Askrita means continuously. Rain was very continuous. So result of this continuous rain is on Yam Anuja. Yam is Yamraj. Anuja means younger sister. Yam Anuja means younger sister of Yamraj. That is the name of Yamuna. So Yamuna. Why the word Yam is here? But they can say Yamuna only. Why Yam Anuja? Because she was really fearful like Yamraj. Anybody is fearful of Yamraj? Now, today the Yamuna is also fearful. To look at Yamuna, it is really fearful and horrible. So Yam Anuja. Gambhir. Gambhir Toya Ogha. Gambhir means very deep. Toya means water. And ogha, the gambhir toya ogha, jav urmi, urmi means waves. And phenala, and because of that there is a foam on the top. So deep water of the Yamuna with the whirlpool and foams and many waves of the whirlpool, this was the scene of the Yamuna at that time. It was dark, it was raining. But Sukhdev Goswami is showing the picture that that fearful was the position of the Yamuna. Bhayanaka, bhayanaka. Bhayanaka means very fearful. Bhayanaka, Srila Prabhupada writes, bhayanaka, fiery, avartashata. Avart means avartashata, whirlpool. It's going up and down waves. Akula Nadi. Akula. Akula. Vyakula. You know, person become vyakul, agitated. And Nadi become akul, means vyakul. Very agitated. And the word Nadi. For the word Nadi, Sanatana Goswami Pad writes, Nadi means Nad. Nad means sound. So, the river was flowing with a ferocious sound. You know, when there's a water is going gushing here and then there's a ferocious nadi. So word nadi is written because there was a sound. Up till this is everything fearful. But then Margam Dadav gave the path. So fearful scene of the Yamuna at that time gave the path to Vasudev. And then giving example, Sindhu, ocean. Like the ocean gave path, Shrihipati, Lakshmipati, Sitapati, Ramachandra. Like the Indian Ocean gave the path to the Ramachandra to Sri Lanka, similarly, Yamuna gave the path to Vasudev to cross over on the other side to Gokul. And there's a verse quoted from Harivansh Puran by Jiva Goswami, that because of the Yamuna's turbulent situation, the path given was Vasudeva was passing through knee-deep water. Only knee-deep water was there, and Vasudeva crossed on the other side. And this is this incident is at the place where they call Koila Gaon. There's a village called Koila, Maharaj. There's a place, Koila, because, well, the river came up for some time when Vasudeva entered in the river. And Yamuna was a deep interest to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna, naturally when you take the child, you take the baby right at your chest. But then while water came here, then Vasudeva took it up and then up and up. So it's not that you can take the baby on the head. Yeah? It's not like a vegetable. So you have to take the baby at least on the chest. This is the deep love of Vasudeva. Let me drown, no problem, but I'm my baby. At that time he said, Koi lele, somebody should take my baby, somebody should take my baby. This is a normal Brajabasi version of this, that he was calling Koila, Koila, so that place has become Koila. Right? This is right, Bharat? So that is the place of Koila Gram. This is, Gram means the village is there. So Vasudeva. And now the next verse is saying, so Vasudeva crossed Yamuna and reached to the Nanda Gokul. But this is in between. And also I think our Acharya has given some commentary that at that time Yamuna came up. I think Param Pujya Radha Govind Swami Maharaj used to say, well, Yamuna wanted to open his heart and tell to the Krishna, there is a Kaliya serpent living within my womb, you have to free it out. And also Yamuna is going to be the queen of Krishna in Dwarka, Kalindi. So she wanted to serve the Vasudeva, father of the Krishna, to part apart and give the path to the Vasudeva. And this is also Acharya's commentary that, well, not only touch the water of the Yamuna, but here actually Vasudeva Krishna transformed into the Yashoda Krishna. There's one comment like this also. As soon as he touched the Yamuna water, his mood become like different, Vasudeva Krishna to Yashoda Krishna. It says Vasudeva Krishna appeared in the prison house in Rohini Nakshtar, Rohini Constellation, third part. So his name is Vasudeva Krishna. But Nand Bhavan, Yashoda gave a birth to baby Krishna in a fourth charan, just little after the Vasudeva Krishna appeared. So his name is Bihari. Fourth charan name becomes V, not V. So Bihari. So Vasudeva Krishna is Bihari, Ras Bihari. Oh, sorry, Nandanandan Krishna is Ras Bihari. So there are two, we know, our Acharya says there are two. One, Krishna appeared as an avatar, as an incarnation, for which Brahma has requested Kshirodakshayi Vishnu and a Kshirakshagra on the request of the Mother Earth. There is four-handed Vasudeva Krishna. But Nandanandan Krishna, according to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, was the schedule for Krishna to appear in 28th cycle of the four yuga and the seventh Manvantara. So this was the normal time for Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna to appear. And this Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna to appear not for the protection of religion, protection of the religion and devotees and annihilation of devotees. It's not business of Krishna. Krishna only comes along with his associates to give the message of love of God, the distributed love of God. So, and there are two reasons given by our Acharya. How can there can be two Krishna? The one Krishna. So, this will come now. Nanda Baba did the Jatkarma Sanskar. Jatkarma Sanskar means cutting the connection with the mother of umbilical cord. Jatkarma Sanskar. So Nanda Baba did this. So it cannot be that Vasudev can take a baby with the umbilical cord to the Gokul. It's not possible. So there must be a baby born there. And the other reason they give that Krishna told to the Yoga Maya, you appear as my Anuja to the Yashoda. You appear my younger sister to the Yashoda. It means there must be elder brother. Otherwise, how can there be a younger sister? So these are the two reasons that Krishna appeared. Swayam Bhagavan appeared in front of, at the place of Nanda Baba to the Yashoda. So now, hear this verse which we are now going to recite. Nanda Vrajam Shorer Upetya Tatratan. Gopan Prastan Upalabhya Nidriya. Sutam Yashoda Shayane Nidhayata. Sutam Upadaya Punagram Naga. Nanda Vrajam Shore Rupetya Tatrata. Gopan Prasuptan Upalabhya Nidraya. Sutam Yashoda Shayane Nidayata. Sutam Upadaya Punargram Agata. Nanda Vrajam Shaurer Upetya Tatratan. Gopan Prasuptan Upalabhya Nidriya. Sutam Yashoda Shayane Nidhayata. Sutam Upadaya Punargraga.
Nanda Vrajam Upora Upetya Tatratan. Gopan Prasuptan Upalabhya Nidraya. Sutam Yashoda Shayane Nidhayata. Sutam Upadaya Punargranaga. Nanda Vrajam Shore Upetya Tatratan. Gopan Prasuptan Upalabhya Nidraya. Sutam Yashoda Shayane Nidhayata. Sutan Upadaya Punagranagat.
Yes, Prabhu, you started.
Nanda Vrajam Shore Upetya Tatratan. Gopan Prasuptan Upalabhya Nidraya. Sutam Yashoda Sayane Nidhayata. Sutam Upadaya Punargranaga. Nanda vrajam shore upetya tatratam. Gopan prasuptam upalabhya nidraya. Sutam yashoda sayane nidhayata. Sutan upadaya punargram agar. Mataji. Nanda vrajam shore upetya tatratan. Gopan prasuptan upalabhya nidraya. Dashayane nidhayata. Sutam upadaya punargran agar. Nanda vrajam shore upetya tatratan. Gopan prasuptan upalabhya nidraya. Sutan yashoda shayane nidhayata. Sutan upadaya punargran agat. Nanda vrajam. The village or the house of Nanda Maharaj. Shaurehe Vasudev. Upetya reaching. Tatra there. Ta all the members. Gopan, the cowherd man. Prasuptan, very fast asleep. Upalabdhya, understanding that. Nidraya, in deep sleep. Suttam, the son. Vasudev's son. Yashoda Sayane. On the bed where Mother Yashoda was sleeping. Nidhaya, placing. Tat Suttan, her daughter. Upadaya, picking up. Punaha, again. Grahan, to his own house. Agat, return. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When Vasudev reached the house of Nanda Maharaj, he saw that all the cowherd men were fast asleep. Thus he placed his own son on the bed of Yashoda, picked up her daughter, an expansion of Yoga Maya, and then returned to his residence, the prison house of Kansa. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Vasudev knew very well that as soon as the daughter was in the prison house of Kansa, Kansa would immediately kill her. So when looking in the verse, Nanda Vrajam Shore Upetya Tatratan, Jiva Goswami writes, Vasudev, how can he find out the palace of Nanda Maharaj in the middle of the night? It is 12 o'clock, Krishna appeared. Then Vasudev took the baby, crossed the Yamuna, went on the other side. It must have taken again one and a half hour more. And then he entered the Gokul. So Krishna was guiding how to reach to the palace of Nanda Maharaj. So Krishna was guiding how to reach to the place. So the baby Krishna, but Krishna is God all the time. He's a God. So he was guiding. So those who are sincere to serve Krishna, they are guided by Krishna from inside.
That's what Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada always says. Sincere devotees are directed from inside always, from within the heart. And Sanatana Goswami Pada writes, well, there were so many, the thorny, because Nanda Gokul, Nanda Brajam means where there are cowherd, the place where there are cows are there. So there must be some protecting thorny walls with the plants which you can see in the villages in the middle of the night. How can somebody reach there? It's not easy to reach in the middle of the night in somebody's palace. And even, they say, like the prison doors opened, there everything was also clear path for the Vasudeva to reach to the house of Nanda Bala. So it was all arranged by Krishna. So this is implied here. Gopan Prasuptan. It means they were sleeping outside. He can see, otherwise he's not going to see, go inside everybody's home, how they are sleeping. It means in one version it is said that, well, Yashoda was expecting a baby also, so the all arrangements are also there. All arrangements were there, and Sandalya Rishi already told to the Nanda Baba, by the midnight, definitely today, you will have a child. So the preparation was there. Everybody was awaiting that. Ladies must be awake. And sister of Nanda Baba and five brothers, they have a sister, Sunanda, they call this sister, because she is sister of Nanda Baba, was the chief to look after Yashoda during her delivery time. So they must be awake. But yoga maya there made everybody to sleep. How they were asleep? Nobody can really sleep when there is a expecting delivery in the home. Somebody must be awake. How can it be? So yoga maya arranged everything in Gokul, and Mahamaya has arranged everything in Mathura. Mahamaya made Mathura to sleep, and yoga maya made Gokul. Everybody was deep asleep. Upalabhaya Nidriya, he found them, that they are sleeping. See, they were actually, it's not that they were sleeping. Somebody's lying like that, somebody's lying here and there, just for a while they were sleeping. Sutam Yashoda Shayane, the word Sutam, somewhere is the word Shishun. Both Acharya, Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami said, somewhere the word is Shishun, which it means when Vasudeva was putting the baby on the bed of Yashoda, he has a deep affection. Word Shishu means deep affection. And also this word Shishu is Prakritik Shishu. When Krishna from the forehead become a small baby, so Vasudeva have a deep attraction at that time. And then Nidhaya, Sanatana Goswami Pada writes, Nidhaya means treasury, Nidhi. Nidhi means treasury. So this is actually the treasury of Vasudeva which he was putting at the bed of Yashoda. This is the whole wealth of Vasudeva. Krishna is a wealth of Vasudeva. Nidhi means treasury. So Nidhaya means he was putting the whole treasury of his whole lifetime's achievement. Vasudeva was waiting for Krishna's appearance, and he was undergoing a tribulation in the prison of the Kansa simply for the Krishna to appear. And then the question arises, when he promised Kansa that I will give all the children born to the Devaki to Kansa, why he has taken Krishna there? Why he has not given this child? This is another question. How can Vasudeva, on whose words Kansa was convinced not to kill Devaki. Kansa was convinced only because Vasudeva is person with a words he keeps always. He's a truthful man. Vasudeva was knowing that I am not afraid. Why? Because Vasudeva's parents told him that when Vasudeva, when you were born, there were automatically kettle drums and the demigods have their music at that time. So one of the name of Vasudev is Anank Dumdube. Anank Dumdube. So it means you are most favored person. There is no difficulty for you. So he was knowing that I have no problem, even in a Kansa prison. But why he has taken that baby when he promised to? So the verse, actually the Sanskrit verse, when Vasudeva was telling, I will give all the children of Devaki to you, from which you have no fear. The one from which you have fear, I will not give. This is the word Sanskrit, bhayat. Yad bhayat. Bhayat? What is the word there? Therefore, you put a in front of that, it becomes from those children from you, from which you have no fear, I will go with those. But one from where you fear, I will not give. So that is the meaning which is extracted by the acharyas, that Vasudeva was truthful. That I will give all those babies as soon as they are born to the Devaki, from which you have no fear. But the one from where you have fear, I won't. How can I? If the Vasudeva give the Krishna to the cruel Kansa, then why Krishna appear to Vasudeva? Why he appears to Vasudeva? And the second point is that Vasudeva said, well, I'm proud of my promise. When I say something, but now Supreme Lord is asking me to carry to the Gokul. So shall I keep my promise or I shall follow the order of the Krishna, who is Supreme Lord? So when some fortune come to one, somebody wants to sacrifice something. He want to do, I want to sacrifice everything when I get something, fortune. So I got Krishna, so I can sacrifice my woe. Let me throw this woe in the Yamuna. Let me people say me, I am not trustworthy, but I have to protect Krishna. So this is, so he took the Krishna, otherwise why should he take a baby which he has promised to Kansa that I will give? So why he took? We know when the baby was born, he gave the charity of the cows in his mind. But he was so truthful that when he came out of the prison, he gave the cows. It's not only he promised in his mind, but then he, when he came out, he gave the cows. And then, why Krishna wanted to go to the Gokul, that is also interesting. Why he wanted to go to the Gokul? They are called Gop and Gopi. The word here says Gopan. The one meaning of the Gopan is one who keeps something confidential. Gopaniya. The Krishna was there. Gopaniya. He was confidentially living there. And having his wonderful childhood pastime in Gokul, and then the wonderful pastime of herding the calves in the Vrindavan right here in this area of the Raman Reti, and then he is a cowherd, and then so all these pastime, the Gopi, Yashoda is called Gopi because they were keeping Krishna hidden from Kansa as our son, baby, and Krishna was doing so wonderful pastime that he was fearful of Yashoda. And Kansa said, one who is fearful of Lady Gopi, what he will do, what he will do to me, what I have fear from such baby. So this Gop and Gopi, one meaning of Gopa or Gopi is to protect the cows. Gopa. Go means cow, pa means palak or protector, or taking care of the cows. Another meaning of Gopa is, go means senses. Pa means drinking. They are drinking from their senses the beauty of the Krishna. they are seeing Krishna, they are touching Krishna, they are talking with Krishna, they are caring for Krishna. So they are called Gopa. Go means senses. Pa means relation. And Gopa means Krishna was hidden there from the Kansa, not detected. Until Narada told that two boys at a Nanda Bhavan, they are Vasudev's son. Until Narada told, Kansa was not able to detect them. So this is called Gopa. See, Gopas were sleeping. He went to the place where he can be, he can perform wonderful pastime for the Brajavasis, for which he has appeared actually. So this word Gopan has this deep meaning, Ublabhya Nidram. Now Srila Prabhupada's purpose is on one main point. He exchanged his son for the daughter of Yashoda. And now Srila Prabhupada writes, as soon as he reaches to the prison house. So again, when Vasudeva was coming, Yamuna was same turbulent. Yamuna was same fearful. But Yamuna again gave the way to the Vasudeva, father of the Krishna. So devotees of the Krishna also always get the way through. I think this was when Srila Prabhupada was taking deities from here to Australia, and then there was no visa to the Vagwan from the Singapore to go to the Australia, and he entered in Singapore without visa. He was carrying the deity Radha and Krishna from there. So there was no visa. In the middle of the night they got the visa for Prabhupada there, and he has no visa and he entered in Australia. His wife was there. So Krishna, those who love Krishna, for them there's no restriction actually. They can enter anywhere, everywhere. So that Vasudev came back, and the Yamuna gave, and all the doors were up open, everything was there. Some professional speaker wrongly says something which is not right. When you carry Krishna, all the shackles disappear. But when you carry Maya, you will be bound. Because Krishna, this is a wrong concept with the professional speak like that. Vasudeva, when he was taking Krishna, all his shackles automatically he was untied. Not only hands, shackle in hand. His legs were also tied with the chains. He can walk in a room, that's only. But everything, he was unchained automatically. But when he was bringing the daughter of Yashoda, as soon as he entered his room in a prison house, again he got automatically chained. So they say, if you carry Maya, then you are again bound. But this cannot apply to Vasudeva. This cannot apply to Vasudeva. Because he was carrying Maya, so he's bound. This cannot apply to Vasudeva. So they have a wrong concept. They are speaking like that. Is Maharaj right? How can Vasudeva be carrying Maya? It's a yoga Maya. So Srila Prabhupada's purpose is understood. As soon as he knew about that, he would immediately kill her. But to protect his son, his own child, Vasudeva, to protect his own child, he had to kill the child of his friend. So Nanda Baba is friend of Vasudeva, actually not only friend. Nanda and Vasudeva's father is Sursen. Nanda Baba's father is Upananda. Panchajanya is father of Nanda, and Sursen is father of Vasudeva. Both have a father, Devamid. So they are brothers. Devamid has two sons. One Sursen, who married a Kshatri, who is a Vasudev's son, and they made another wife, Vaishya, from where there is a Parjanya, and Parjanya has five sons, and middle one is Nanda Baba. So they are actually brothers, they are cousin brothers. This is our Acharya, this is a descendant of Devamid. So they were actually brothers. And Yashoda's name was also Devaki. This other Puran says Yashoda's one name is Devaki. But usually she is called Yashoda because she is giving glories to the others. And Nanda is also Vasudev, because he is the incarnation of Vasu. Nanda and Yashoda are Drona and Dhara and Drona Vasu. So when these words are there, Krishna is bound to Nanda and Yashoda, he is also bound to the Devaki and Vasudev, they are extant, the names are same. These are the different meanings given by the Acharyas, that they are not different. So friend here, this friend we will see, that Vasudev will come to meet Nanda Baba when Nanda Baba went to give taxes to the Kansa. So Vasudev came to meet Nanda Baba. They are deep friends. So they are brothers, they are friends. So how can Nanda Baba, this is what the Prabhupada's purport is, how Vasudev can sacrifice the sister of Nanda or daughter of Nanda Baba to protect his own son? How can he do that? Nanda Maharaj was his friend, but out of deep affection and attachment for his own son, he knowingly did this. Vasudev was knowing everything. What he is doing? Why he was doing the two words Prabhupada written? Affection for his own son, deep attachment for the son. He wanted to protect his own son. And then Srila Prabhupada immediately writes, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that one cannot be blamed for protecting one's own child at the sacrifice of another's. If he wants to protect his child, he can sacrifice somebody else's child. He cannot be blamed. And Sanatana Goswami writes that this is the arrangement of Yoga Maya. The Bhagavan, Leela Shakti of Supreme Lord has arranged this. Otherwise, Vasudev, how can he do that? But because he was too affectionate, he wanted to protect Krishna, he wanted to carry out the order of Krishna, so he has simply to do that. Krishna said, you go and leave me there and bring the baby from there. So he has to follow the order of Krishna. So that he cannot, Nanda Baba cannot be blamed for that. Vasudev cannot be blamed for that. Why he exchanged and he sacrificed, and he sacrificed the daughter of Nanda for protection of his own son. But we see Devaki, she did not say a word when six children were killed. But when this baby girl, when Kansa was snatching from the hand of Devaki, she was praying, Kansa, please don't kill this baby. She's a girl, what she will do for this? I will get this girl married to your son. Don't kill, please leave. So she was thinking that, why should I allow Kansa to kill the Yashoda's daughter? I must protect. So Devaki was doing that. And Devaki's this attachment to protect this daughter, Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya was so pleased that she appeared as a Subhadra to the Devaki. She came back as a Subhadra. Same Yoga Maya came as a Subhadra because this mother wants really to protect me and serve me. So Subhadra came back. So that Yoga Maya is Subhadra. So this baby born to the Yashoda, it means Yashoda gave birth to the twin, a boy baby and a girl baby. The girl baby is younger, Anuja. So Srila Prabhupada writes, furthermore, Vasudev cannot be accused of callousness. He was not callous. This is hard-hearted, no. Since his action was impelled by the
force of Yoga Maya. He was
doing all this. This is all Maya, the Leela Shakti of Supreme Lord is arranging all this.
So here ends the purport of verse 51. So Krishna is now safely at the bed of Mother Yashoda, and she is also sleeping. And the Krishna, which Vasudeva took, he merged into the Krishna which was born to Yashoda. They both become one, and nobody knew this. And then Krishna will cry. And then everybody will, then the whole Yoga Maya's effect will be over, and everybody will aware that Krishna has appeared. And this is Sunanda, the sister of Nanda Baba, will then really, and the nurse there, they will run out and tell to the Nanda Baba that you are fortunate, the son is born to you. First they looked, what is the baby? Is a baby girl or boy? They found it is a boy, a baby. And then jubilantly they went out and told Nanda Baba. And Nanda Baba, as soon as he heard this, with his all cloth, he jumped into the Yamuna, took a bath. And then there will be Nandutsav. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment, Maharaj? Prabhus, Sadhu? But anything you want to add something? Say something. In a traditional Vedic system, you have to learn three things. If you know three things, then padhan, taran, tirharan. To study, to swim, and to use the weapon, bow and arrow. If you have not learned when you are a child, then when you become elder, you will always be ashamed. These are three. Normally saying is padhan, taran, tirharan. If you have not learned in a childhood, then when you will become adult, you will always be ashamed. You will be not respected in the society. You must study. You must know how to use the weapon and how to ride, how to swim. So everybody was knowing this. Swimming, riding, sorry?
I'm asking,
swimming? Swimming also. Swimming. Padhan taran. Taran means swimming. Padhan means study. Padhan, taran, tiranan. Tiranan means using the weapon. And goreso and swari. Swari means riding. Now it is driving. In olden days it is a horse riding. You horse riding. These are four things. Riding means driving. Now driving. The older days it was the horse riding. And your horse riding, driving. Now driving, and actually to use at least weapon, something, at that time this was needed for everybody. So four things are needed. So Vasudeva was swimming. It's okay. They gave bath. The father of Krishna, so Yamuna again gave this. I think Maharaj told Radha Govind, in respect of the father-in-law, Vasudeva is the father-in-law of Yamuna, so she gave the bath back to Vasudeva also. Yes, Prabhu? What?
The baby?
What, Swami?
Maharaj, he said, I told that when Krishna was going to the other side where he had a baby, I told that by returning he had no baby, but he got
quiet. Oh, the small baby was there. Oh, when she can fly in this sky, she can fly in the sky from the hands of the Kansa. She can make Vasudeva to swim. What is the problem? When she is so powerful that she can get out of the hand of Kansa and can go in the sky. So what is the problem for this Yoga Maya to make Vasudeva to swim on the surface of the Yamuna? There's no problem for her. He put shackles on himself. No, that's what I say. They are saying wrong. The professionals are saying wrong. If you carry Maya, then you are bound again. They say, the professionals say that when you take Krishna, you are untied. When you take Maya, you are again tied. So why Vasudeva brought the Maya, so he is tied. They say like this is wrong. So I am saying this is wrong. Vasudeva put shackle himself, right?
Just to convince that he was all night here, he had not come.
Yeah, he was all night there. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Hare Krishna.